This is St. Louis Public Radio. Roland Johnson and Gene Jackson have kept soul and R&B alive in St. Louis for four decades. Johnson is in his late 60s and Jackson in his late 50s. But for years, people in St. Louis never had the chance to buy their records. That has changed. Both musicians released their first albums of original music in recent months. The singers recently sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold to talk about their St. Louis roots and a lifetime of singing from the soul.
1, 2, 3, yeah!
That's Sweet Little Nothings from Roland Johnson's album Imagine This. He and Gene Jackson are at the heart of the St. Louis R&B scene. All of the songs on their albums are originals that capture the vibrant St. Louis rhythm and blues tradition, which continues to evolve. Jackson and Johnson learned to sing from their moms and also sang in church before finding their way to the St. Louis R&B clubs. Jackson says Johnson paved the way.
Me and Roland, we came together years ago, and I kind of look up to him a lot, and I'd be amazed that our birthdays is the same day.
Oh,
and
serious.
We're on the same label. It was just amazing. And I would sit back and watch him. He didn't know half the time I was in the audience.
I was stealing. I can't stand thieves. Man.
I was in there listening and checking them out,
Johnson first played sock hops and teen dances. Jackson took a slightly different route.
Well, my venue was my mom actually signed the papers for me to sing at 15, starting with Doc Perry and down at the Moonlight Lounge on Martin Luther King, sneaking in, with a big hat on and blowing a flute and saxophone in a blues band.
Dr. King was marching in the streets for civil rights and for peace.
That's Jackson's song 1963 from his album of the same name. Johnson recalls that entering the world of clubs was exhilarating.
It was kind of astounding to me because I liked the whole vibe, the attention, because they grasp hold of you and give you the present of where, okay, you're on your own, man, let's just do it. You scared? Just shake it off and come on, So it was exciting to me, man, to be able to just step up in Soulard or wherever, and be part of making the room happy or move, the dance, the whatever, I love that part,
There's no one I can compare you with. You're special and I mean this.
Their music has similar instrumentation, but their songwriting is different. Johnson's music focuses on romance, inspired by earlier R&B standards.
You learn visions and verses that gives you insight on, okay, yeah, so what you been doing for 20 years, man? Oh, I loved that girl, I hugged, I held her, oh, real type, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. It's just a basic poems, which in turn we learn now that we're just interpreting, So that's keeping it alive as far as I'm concerned. Because within every song, you hear a song.
Jackson's writing takes a look at the world around him.
And my thing is, I'm looking at the world as I write. I talk about the homeless. I talk about drug abuse. I talk about love. But then again, I talk about a woman being misused. I see everything in my life, and I tell it through music, and that's what I want to do. I want to send a message.
Son, we miss you so much. Think about how we watched you grow.
And that's Jackson's song, Son, a tribute to his deceased son. For him, releasing his own songs is a way to leave his mark on the world.
I'm going to places I've never played before. I'm singing my own material, It feels good, that out, if I die tomorrow, I got something. I left a part of me behind,
And that's a feeling Johnson shares. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.
You had this big old grin when you saw your Christmas toy.